You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, Though Devils All the World Should Fill. Now, here is Dr. Meyer.
Soon pumpkins shall each porch adorn, and many a house display Indian corn. Soon orange and black shall color fall, and stores the things of Halloween will sell. Soon eerie tales of ghosts shall scare, and haunted houses fill children with fear. While costumed toddlers will call out trick-or-treat, some teens will dabble with Ouija boards and seances and other dark practices deep. Some adults complain, it's of the devil, avoid it all. While others smile, no harm at all. Halloween? Is it harmless amusement from medieval times? Or is it a sinister way to make people fall from God and faith? From heaven to hell. My topic this month is Satan and the occult. Unless you're in a spiritual coma, you know that this topic demands prayer. Please join me. O God, our Heavenly Father, you have created heaven and earth. You have created things visible and things invisible. You are the Lord of the things we see, and you alone are the Lord over the spiritual beings that we cannot see. Shake us, O Lord. Shake every one of us out of any indifference to the spiritual forces of evil, and teach us to know the dangers of the occult. Your presence and gracious power are sufficient to that task. Your word of righteousness and salvation in Jesus Christ can keep us and our loved ones safe from the assaults of Satan and the evil beings. So impart to us, we pray, truth about our struggle against evil, and give us confidence in our victory. Unless we depend upon your protection, we shall certainly fall. Hear us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So, is Halloween harmless? Of course, you know the cautions about trick and treating. And of course, you know that the children should be accompanied by an adult and visit the homes of people they know. I'm not going to propose that we rob the children of harmless fun. But what about the eerie side of Halloween? The ghosties and ghoulies, the Ouija boards and astrology, the seances and tarot cards, the witches and devils, the flirting and fascination with the powers of darkness. Halloween, harmless? In the 1960s, Dr. Edward Moody heard rumors of a Halloween gathering in a San Francisco haunted house. He became interested, and that interest turned into years of studying satanic groups. In a fine little book published by Concordia entitled How to Respond to Satanism, author Bruce Fredrickson quotes Edward Moody's description of the ritual of a typical satanic group. Every Friday evening, he writes, just before midnight, a group of men and women gather at a home in San Francisco. And there, under the guidance of their high priest, a sorcerer or magus, sometimes called the Black Pope of Satanism, they study and practice the ancient art of black magic. Precisely at midnight, they perform satanic rituals that apparently differ little from those allegedly performed by European Satanists and witches at least as early as the 7th century. By the dim and flickering light of black candles, hooded figures perform their rites upon the traditional satanic altar, calling forth the mysterious powers of darkness to do their bidding. Beneath the emblem of Baphomet, the horned god, they engage in indulgences of flesh and sense. That quotation, let me repeat, comes from Dr. Edward Moody, who has spent many years studying satanic groups. Two more experts on the occult are George Mather and Larry Nichols. They wrote, and Zondervan published, The Dictionary of Cults, Sects, Religions, and the Occult. According to this excellent resource, there are five general types of Satanists. First, there are traditional Satanists. These are people who believe in the literal existence of the devil. These traditional Satanists practice a mockery of the Roman Catholic Mass, which is called the Black Mass. That ritual includes a communion cup, sometimes filled with the blood of a victim. The sacrificial victim might be an animal, or it might even be a human victim. Yes, there is evidence of human sacrifice. The second group of Satanists is non-traditional. They also believe in the existence of Satan, and they also have a communion. Their communion, however, is not designed as a mockery of the Roman Catholic Mass, but is an occasion to partake of blood as a source of energy for life. Third, and this may surprise you, there are groups of Satanists who do not believe in the literal existence of the devil. The most prominent group of public Satanists is the Church of Satan, founded by the author of the Satanic Bible, a man named Anton LaVey. For these Satanists, and I quote from Mathers and Nichols, Satan is merely the symbol or personification of fleshly human desires and appetites. They react against the Christian teaching that the desires of the flesh should be suppressed in the interest of pursuing spiritual values. Fourth, there are young gang Satanists. These are dabblers in the occult. Under the influence of heavy metal music and drugs, they see in Satanism an opportunity to rebel against authority. They usually have little knowledge of hardline Satanism, and they may or may not believe in the existence of a personal devil. Fifth, and finally, there are individual Satanists who make up their own belief systems. Mather and Nichols note that individual Satanists often include highly disturbed individuals, neurotic, psychotic. Is it all completely harmless? Shouldn't some cautions go up in your mind about some Halloween practices? While toddlers are dressed in cute costumes to go trick-or-treating, teens may be entertaining themselves with dangerous occult practices. It's a fact that Satanists and witches are celebrating their holiday. That's right, October 31st is a major holiday in the Church of Satan and in witchcraft. Halloween is not all harmless amusement from the Middle Ages. To quote Bruce Fredrickson, many who dabble in Satanism are not aware of its destructiveness until it's too late. So to depart for a moment from prose, it's obvious that a wary eye must be directed to those who, for whatever reason, suppose that Halloween is totally harmless. It's true. There are powers out there to make us fear, even as costumes of Halloween now appear. But the message today is not that God's people should cower in fear, as if Satan can work harm. When God's power to us is near, Satan cannot. Christ came. Christ died. Christ rose. And God this October would have you hear that he is greater than Satan and than those who by their willful passions and blasphemies God's truth oppose. The Spirit of Christ in us is greater than our devilish foes. This Holy Spirit, through his powerful word, bestows on us an armor from God in which we are safe from devilish foes. He surrounds us with truth and righteousness and God-given peace, and he shields our hearts in victorious faith and puts in our hands that word, the Spirit's sword, so that we stand firm against the devil and his hordes. To revert to prose, St. Paul puts it this way. He writes in Ephesians 6, "Receive your power from the Lord and from his mighty strength. Put on all the armor that God supplies." In this way, you can take a stand against the devil's strategies. This is not a wrestling match against a human opponent. We are wrestling with rulers, authorities, the powers who govern this world of darkness, and spiritual forces that control evil in the heavenly world. For this reason, take up all the armor that God supplies. Then you will be able to take a stand during these evil days. Once you have overcome all obstacles, you will be able to stand your ground. So then, take your stand. Fasten truth around your waist like a belt. This truth is not simply truthfulness, honesty in dealing with others. This truth is God's revealed truth, the teachings the Bible gives us that we could never discover ourselves. Without these truths, we would succumb to Satan and eventually perish. Just like a belt, surround yourself and your family with the truths taught in the Bible. St. Paul continues, put on God's approval as your breastplate. A breastplate protects the heart. The breastplate is that God approves of you. He has declared you righteous in His sight. God approves of you. He declares you righteous, not because of what you've done in your life, but because He sent His Son, Jesus, to die for the forgiveness of your sins. Put your trust in Jesus, and your heart is protected by the righteousness of God. That's a far better protection than the works of your life, which have been less than perfect. The righteousness of God is the best breastplate to face the accusations of Satan and Satanism. Put on your shoes, St. Paul continues, so that you are ready to spread the good news that gives peace. Shoes protect your feet when you have to walk in rough places. The occult is more obvious in the 90s than it was decades ago, and that can make the going rough for you, for your family, and for your friends. Your protection should be the good news of Jesus Christ. That not only smooths the rough times in your own life, it gives you a good word to share with family and friends. Paul says, in addition to all these, take the Christian faith as your shield. With it, you can put out all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Most people believe something, but simply believing something is not enough. You have to have the right faith if you want to be shielded from Satan. One commentator, R.C.H. Lenski, wrote, "You may believe with all your might, but that will not be a quenching shield. Satan will easily pierce that, and you will be set on fire. Everything depends on what you believe. Hold up the word, the doctrine, the pertinent scripture passage, the objective content of faith. Of course, also with your whole heart believing, relying on its truth and power. Also take salvation as your helmet." Has anyone ever asked you, "Do you have your head on straight?" You've got to have the right attitude. Your helmet. Your attitude is that you have salvation. You are saved now, and you are going to be eternally safe in heaven. Don't be scared. Salvation surrounds your mind and thoughts with a confident attitude. And Paul concludes, take the word of God as the sword that the Spirit supplies. Martin Luther described the power of the word as well as anyone could. Though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, we tremble not. We fear no ill. They shall not overpower us. This world's prince may still scowl, fierce as he will. He can harm us none. He's judged. The deed is done. One little word can fell him. As toddlers put on harmless costumes, please put on God's armor against Satan and the occult. Encourage your family and friends to do the same. Bruce Fredrickson writes, "Some authors have suggested that there are at least 450 identifiable satanic groups in the United States alone." Next week, I'll talk about the power and purposes of Satan. Oh God, Don't let us be apathetic about Satan and the occult. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.